You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Muses and Stuff. It's the podcast that's all about the dolls. They were the groupies, wives, girlfriends, and the muses who played such a huge role in rock and roll history by simply being themselves.
They were sweet, sexy, brave, and powerful. They went after what and who they wanted, and they made no apologies.
That's right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is just a mini-sode this week, so something to get
just
you
just a
by.
Little life update.
Just a little life update to get you through until our episode next week. So one thing that I wanted to do in this little mini-sode is at the end of a couple of podcasts, sometimes I would say, hey, do you have any groupie stories? Let me know. Send us an email and write in. And we got some groupie stories. So there is this really wonderful woman named Christy, and she lives in Portland, and she found our podcast, and she said that she just feels like we're kindreds, which is really nice. And it's funny because she said, so she's blowing through all of the episodes, and she said, I must admit that I am one of those people who stands at the front of the stage making eye contact with the band because I've kind of given people shit about doing that. I'm like, you don't have to just stand at the front of the stage and stare down the band, dance a little bit, have fun. But she was like, she said, however, it's in a dumbfounded awe. I can't believe I'm lucky enough to get to experience this amazing moment. So you know what? You're right.
You're fair forgiven.
You're forgiven, and you've made me think about that in a different way as well. Yeah, when you're just like, holy shit, I am here, and I love this
band.
And
you just want to like a Polaroid memory of it like in your brain, just trying to soak it in.
Yeah, you're right. So she has some pretty incredible stories, and I'm going to read one of my favorite ones. Because she says, I know you'll appreciate this one since you love Tom Petty as much as I do.
Awesome. She knew how to get you.
Oh, I love the Petty babes. So she says, as you know, Mudcrutch was on tour last summer. The closest show to me was in the Bay Area, about 7 hours away. I had to go. I loved the new album, and I'm head over heels for Tom Petty.
Yeah, girl.
I felt like I had a really good chance at getting front row since the Oakland show was standing room only. I was right. Front of the stage, center. I will confirm that Mike Campbell is seriously the sweetest. I, of course, stood there in awe and then danced and sang along to all of the songs. At one point, Tom had walked back to Mike and they were talking and it looked like Mike pointed directly at me. I quickly looked away and thought it was wishful thinking. At the end of the show, Mike walked directly up to me and tossed me a pick. I wasn't expecting it at all. It missed, so he tossed another one. That missed, so he tossed one more. It missed, but the cameraman picked it up and handed it to me. Then they came back on for their encore, and while they were taking their bow, Mike looked directly at me, waved with one finger, I don't know how to describe this adorable wave. You'd have to see. And then asked me if I got a pic. I said yes and thanked him. I was floating on a cloud for the longest time. And I still am every time I think about that night.
That's such a sweet little groupie moment.
Yeah.
He spotted her in the crowd and he knew she had to get that pic.
She said, I got to hear great music, be close to my favorite band, and actually be noticed. What a night.
It's always so special when things like that happen.
So special. Tom Petty looked at me once.
Yeah.
That's all I've got so far, but I'm still young.
Yeah, we got to work on that.
It was in Halifax when I was outside the Metro Center after we had seen Tom Petty played. And I was standing on the sidewalk with my dad, who was my date for the night. And out from these garage doors came two limos, and he was in the second one. Mm-hmm. And he drove past and his window was down. And he looked at me and I waved and he waved back.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Have you ever traveled hours and hours away to see a band?
Well, I'm from Sudbury.
So yeah,
right? So I've had to. Coming to Toronto was a huge thing for us.
I used to travel outside of Toronto to like follow bands I liked.
That's awesome. That's another way of doing it, too.
I saw them in Toronto, and then I went and saw them other places.
I've been asked to join bands on tour. Mm-hmm. I met this one that I really liked from somewhere in the States, and we all got along really well. And the next day, we were like, why don't you just come with us for the rest of the tour?
I've done that.
And I was like, I have summer school because I was taking courses. And I was just like, I can't. Life. And they left and I was like, shit.
Yeah, that's always fun. It's fun to be on tour without the responsibility of being on a tour. Like, you're just there to like have fun.
Totally.
They worry about getting there on time and merch and selling and all those important things.
So thank you so much, Christy, for that fantastic story. We're so happy that you're part of our group now. You're part of our tribe. You're part of our
community.
Our community. Yeah. So thank you. Keep listening. And we hope that you keep on listening.
Yeah. Anyone else have any stories you want to share? We'd love to hear them.
Yeah. I have a little rock and roll story.
Yeah.
A little rock and roll story that I can share because, you know, we've mentioned many a time on this podcast that we do not kiss and tell. This is not a groupie gossip mag, but this is a really nice, sweet story. So I can tell you about it. I went to a video shoot the other day for a music video for this band Bros. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't know who Bros is, it's the two brothers from the Sheepdogs, Seamus and Ewan, who have this super fun, funky, I mean, it's got a whole bunch of horns, so it's funky, right? You know, like great keyboard, harmonies, da-da-da, just, and it's fun. The album is a lot of fun. So I heard that there was a music video happening.
And you've never been in one?
Well, I was in a few, like, little ones in Halifax, but not like a proper, like budget music video.
So that's a fun experience on its own.
It was, yeah. And I definitely wanted to be a part of it. So I grabbed my sister-in-law and I said, hey, sister, you want to go be in a Bros? Sister, bro. And she was like, yeah, I do. So we went, and without giving away the details of like what the video was about or where we were or anything, although I will say that I was really sore for a few days after. And because of the nature of what we were doing, it's like, have you ever been on a boat and then the next couple of days when you were gone to bed,
that night when you went to bed,
you are feeling like you're in bed and you're feeling the boat? So I was feeling the same thing, but based on the activity that I was doing, I felt that I was still doing it when I was going to bed that night. So it was a lot of fun. There were people that were definitely hired to be there to do a specific thing in the video, and it was nice to just sit back and watch them, and then it was nice to participate. And the Bros were really nice. Seamus was really sweet, and Ewan was really sweet. And I didn't realize that this guy named Tom, who I've met before and who I know, is also in their band. And I didn't recognize him with his crazy outfit that he had on. And it wasn't until later that I went, oh, okay, like I've definitely met you before. And so I was talking to him and Ewan about the podcast, that we have a podcast about groupies. And it was pretty funny, like what they had to say about it. And we got into talking about plaster caster sisters and if they would be up for getting plaster casted, if Cynthia kind of asked them about it these days. And I said, you know who my favorite groupies are? These ones. So at the time when I was talking to them, I was sitting up on the railing, mm-hmm. on a railing. So I was higher up. So I was looking at them because they're what, 6 feet.
Yeah.
So I was seeing them at eye level. So I popped down and I looked over like if it was a stage. I was like, you know, those guys who are front row at the concert that have got their hands on the front. Like those are my favorite groupies. But like not being serious.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Tom went, do you mean fans?
Aww.
And I went, oh, yeah. So then it kind of raised the question for me, and I wanted to bring it up to you to be like, what is the difference then between a fan and a groupie?
I don't think there is one. I think groupie is just another term for fan. Maybe a fan is someone who enjoys the music. A groupie is someone who wants to take an active part in loving that music, wearing their band's shirts, wanting their autographs, you know, like actively seeking out an interaction with the band as opposed to just happy to put on a record or listen on the radio and, you know, have that distance between them and just enjoy a song. That's what I would say.
Yeah, true. So, and then that reminds me about autographs and things like that. I've never asked for, oh, that's not true. I've asked for one autograph one time, and it was when I was in high school, and I asked Sam Roberts for an autograph. Mm. Yeah, when I saw him in Timmins, and I was so nervous. And then when we were at the music video, I said to my sister-in-law, and I was like, you want a picture with them? She was like, no, I don't want to ask. And I was like, well, you know what, you won't regret it. Plus, and I never ask either, like people who I'm fans with, I don't like posed pictures, anything like that. It kind of feels like it's kind of weird, but my dad is a really big fan too, and I wanted to send my dad a picture and be like, this is what I did today, and he mm-hmm. thought it was great. And speaking of fans, he sent me a text today, and he said, I listened to episode 20, Gail Zappa. Very interesting and informative.
Another fan.
Thank you, Daddy. But he likes little things like that. So we had taken a picture with them, and it's not something that I normally do. And of course, it kind of like, it's cute, but I don't want to post it anywhere.
No.
But it is kind of weird. Like, it's just kind of a weird photo when you, like, are staged with, mm-hmm. yeah, it's very obvious, like a mm-hmm. like fan musician photo.
When I was, like, a teenager, I would sometimes get autographed, like, records. Like, get my
That's
records
nice
autographed.
That's a nice idea, yeah. Or a poster or something.
And, yeah, and I used to get, I've gotten photos with people here and there, but it definitely did get to the point where I felt like it was too awkward, especially like if you're like hanging out.
Right.
It's a weird thing to just randomly bring up. And
well, it's nice because we got the like picture thing over first, mm-hmm. and then we all kind of mm-hmm. introduced each other and got to know each other a little bit. And I ended up playing the this like love tester game, or it's like, you know, like how hot are you tester?
Yeah.
And you put your hand down. I ended up playing with Seamus, and you put your hand down and it flashes red and it tells you what you are. And I got passionate. And boy, isn't that the truth.
It is.
I am a passionate person.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyways, that's the update. We have some great guests coming up soon.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this, you'll have just heard
the wonderful Jacqueline Dolans.
Jacqueline Dolans, Mrs. Mickey Dolans. That was a really fun one. And then so next week you can look for Agnes DeMarco.
And the week after that we have Pleasant Gaiman coming on. We're so excited to talk to her.
I'm excited to ask her about so many things, including the tarot.
This woman is remarkable.
Belly dancing, Iggy Pop.
Yeah. Not only does she have amazing like backstage stories, but this woman, she's an actress, she's a writer, She is a belly dancer. She is into tarot. She wears so many hats. She's such an inspiration.
And then, you know, with her and then Agnes kind of back to back week after week, we're just realizing how much we can learn from these women mm-hmm. on so many different kinds of levels.
Yeah.
And it comes down to them being women who first and foremost just love music. They're true music fans. And then they get to have, then they have these amazing things about themselves that make them so interesting and passionate and wise, and we just get to learn now. And
yeah, and we're so excited to hear their stories and share them with you, and it's been fantastic so far. And thank you guys for listening, and thanks for our guests for coming on. We're excited to for upcoming guests too, secret ones.
That's right. Okay, everybody. So take care. And we hope this gets you until next week. And in the meantime, we love you a lot. And we'll see you soon.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.